If you've ever listened to a hip-hop album and had no idea what the rappers were talking about, or if you're eavesdropping on your kids and have no idea what they're talking about, if you hear some slang you don't understand, there may be a tool for you. It's called UrbanDictionary.com. It contains thousands of entries that you will not find in Webster's Dictionary, and the site even allows visitors to vote on their best definition of a word. Aaron Peckham is the founder and operator of UrbanDictionary.com and joins us from his home in San Luis Obispo, California. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
What caused you to want to do this anyway?
Well, Urban Dictionary was originally conceived as a parody, actually, of Dictionary.com, because I noticed that Dictionary.com didn't emphasize slang words and the origination of slang words, like which part of the country they came from.
How did you go about finding words to put in it?
Well, originally I just put in words that I was hearing among my friends, and then I sent the link to my friends, they sent it to their friends' friends, and eventually it spread around the world. It's 300,000 definitions right now.
What are some specific locations, subcultures, neighborhoods from which these words have come?
Well, there's a lot of military slang. And there's a lot of slang from radio operators, actually, like ham operators. There's slang from rappers. There's slang from hip-hop songs. There's stuff that's specific to Atlanta that people say. And there's stuff that definitely they only say on the West Coast that I haven't heard anywhere else.
Now, I know that I'm here on a computer here in Washington, and you are as well in California. I'm looking at your website at this page that says most popular words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of which we cannot repeat on this network, but some of which we can.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me some of your favorite words here?
Sure. Well, the second most popular is milkshake, and that's a word that actually just showed up recently, and it came from a hip-hop song by Kellis, and apparently it represents the power that a woman holds over men as she walks into a room. That's how it's used in her song.
Use it in a sentence for me, please.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, is what she says in the song. Of course, being that I'm not a rapper, I would have to say something like, my milkshake brings my grades up or something.
So it's a Delilah-like quality.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Wow, okay. My milkshake. Now, that's interesting, too, because this is a word that obviously has been around for I don't even know how many years, but
yeah.
What has changed is the way that it's used.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of stuff in Urban Dictionary that you can find in a real dictionary, too, but I allow it to be in there because it's used in different ways or because it's written just by people who are actually using the word. And the definitions that show up in Urban Dictionary, even for regular words, are distinctly different than the ones that show up in the real dictionary.
What's slicey?
I think that's a friend. Like home slice? Let's see.
Oh, like home slice, of course.
A friend. For example, a homie, a home slice, a pal. Me and my slicey went to the pizza joint last night.
Sport is a slang word?
Let's see. Well, oh, okay, so the first definition here is the name your dad calls you that makes you feel like a total loser.
Go on out and mow the lawn, sport.
Sport. Yep. Yeah. And there's another definition here, to show off by wearing.
Mm-hmm.
To wear something, a clothing or an item.
All right. Some of these, well, here's a phrase, not just a word, it's an entire phrase, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago, let's see. That's immediately, right away.
I want it 10 minutes ago?
I want it 10 minutes ago, exactly.
See, I was thinking in terms of, like, fashion and style and that sort of thing. Somebody might say, oh, that is so 10 minutes ago.
That's funny, that's the second definition right here. 10 minutes ago means out of style.
Gosh, I'm rather 10 minutes ago, but I'm feeling more in style by the moment.
Yeah.
So you're not really editing these so much. You're not saying this word belongs, this word doesn't belong.
Well, it's really hard to because the way that Urban Dictionary is set up right now, it's a very democratic dictionary. You can put in any word that you think is valid, and most of the time it'll show up there.
Well, Aaron Peckham, I could go on for some time here, but there's just one more word I'd like to try before we go away. And it just kind of shows the range of language that you have here. Hooah. Uh-huh. H-O-O-A-H.
Yeah. I think that's the way you pronounce the acronym HUA, heard, understood, acknowledged, and it's used in the military. It looks like it's a synonym for yes, a synonym for thank you, a synonym for you've got to be kidding, a synonym for glad to meet you, welcome, I copy.
Well, Aaron Peckham of UrbanDictionary.com, hooah.
Hooah. It's good to talk to you.